the Ark. Now, was it big enough?
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Ken, I've heard many skeptics claim that the account of Noah's Ark in the Bible is just a myth because, for example, Noah couldn't have fit all the animals on board. How do you answer that charge?
Well, Mark, over the years, especially on talk show programs, I've found that when people claim Noah didn't have room for all the animals on the Ark, they've never figured out for themselves how many animals were actually needed on the Ark. Creation researchers have done some very careful calculations and found that Noah could not only have had representatives of all the animal kinds on board, but there was plenty of room to spare. Now, Noah didn't need to take all the species of land animals, just representatives of the kinds. In other words, he didn't need all the varieties of dogs, just two dogs, that would give rise to the numerous species in the New World after the flood. Now, when you do some calculations, it shows that probably 16,000 animals at the most were needed on the Ark. One scientist, with his PhD from Harvard, thinks this number is even too high. Regardless, without even considering the use of tiers for the animal enclosures, but still giving the animals plenty of room, less than half of the Ark would have been used up. You know what? There are great answers in defending the account of the flood in Genesis.
You may have seen some ads placed in your favorite Christian magazines this month about our Answers ministry. The ad asked the question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world? Well, you can find the answer on our website, answersradio.com.